welcome back to Life Lessons of Why I Love. I'm Nigel, and if this is your first time here, thank you for finding this small, quiet corner of the day. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey. Today, I want to share a tiny practice that has become a real anchor for me, a 5-sentence creed you can speak each morning to steady who you are and how you show up for others. Before we begin, a quick note about safety. Some lines ask you to name a past hurt. If anything in this episode feels heavy, it's okay to pause, take the moment you need, and come back later. We'll include support resources in the show notes.
So here's the big question to carry with us. What would change if you began each day with 5 short sentences that name who you are and how you'll love? Think of it. 60 seconds each morning that reorients attention away from stress and toward a steady, generous self.
I want to tell you a brief story. A few years ago, I was in the middle of a season where everything felt like a draft, identity drifting from task to task. I'd wake up and scroll, and by noon, I couldn't remember who I was trying to be. One morning, out of frustration, I blurted, "I am enough, even when I fail." Saying that aloud felt oddly clarifying. It wasn't perfect theology or a life plan. It was a tether. The rest of that day, my choices felt steadier. It sounds simple, I know. Simple is not the same as easy. But small statements can move attention and heart in surprisingly large ways. And yes, I laughed at myself a little the first time I spoke it in the mirror.
Why does a creed like this work? In plain language, words direct our attention. When we speak a truth aloud, we give our nervous system something to orient to. Psychologists call this self-affirmation. Spiritual traditions call it remembrance. Both point to the same fact. Language shapes habit. Present tense statements invite behavior now, not some future when I've earned it. And for those who come here from a faith background, this is also prayerful practice, naming identity as God sees you, then stepping out toward neighborly love. For everyone else, it's a portable ritual that trains compassion toward self and others without needing any special language.
Okay, the 5-sentence template. I'll walk through each line with 2 options, a faith-rooted phrasing and a secular phrasing. I'll also offer gentle wording to avoid that can feel shaming.
An identity anchor. Example, faith-rooted, I am a beloved child of God, known and held. Secular option, I am enough, deeply and simply. Wording to avoid, anything that begins with I must be or I should be. That turns the line into a to-do list. Keep it grounding, not conditional.
Sentence 2. A wound witness line. Name a hurt with mercy. Faith-rooted, I carry past hurts, and I offer them to God with trust. Secular option, I acknowledge this wound. I'll give it attention without blame. Avoid lines that replay shame, like, I'm broken for always. Instead, gently name the wound without flattening yourself into it.
Sentence 3. A present tense truth you choose to embody. Faith-rooted, today I will lean on grace and act in kindness. Secular option, today I will choose curiosity over judgment. Avoid grand promises like, I will fix everything. Keep it within reach.
Sentence 4. A small practice for the week. Faith-rooted, this week, I will pray quietly for 5 minutes each morning. Secular option. This week, I will take 1 hour away from my phone and connect with someone face to face. Make this tiny and doable. If it feels like a burden, shrink it further.
Sentence 5. A neighborly pledge that turns inward care outward. Faith-rooted, I will look for one person today to love as I am loved. Secular option, I will do one small kind thing for someone without expecting anything back. Keep it actionable and brief. This line helps translate self-care into community care.
Now 3 quick editing moves to make these lines tender and doable. First, simplify. Shorter sentences are stronger. Second, soften. Use language that allows for human messiness. I will try or I choose, rather than absolute perfection-driven verbs. Third, commit to tiny actions.
Swap "I will run a marathon" for "I will walk for 10 minutes today." Small wins build trust with yourself.
All right, let's do a timed 2-minute rehearsal together. You can speak aloud or listen and imagine the words. If you feel anything stirring strongly, remember my note. Pause and come back when you're ready. Ready? Take a slow breath in and let it out. Sentence 1. Speak your identity anchor now. Pause and breathe. Sentence 2. Gently name a wound. One short phrase, nothing more. Breathe. Sentence 3. Say the present truth you choose to embody. Small breath. Sentence 4. State the tiny practice for this week. Breathe. Sentence 5. Make your neighborly pledge. One small thing you can do today. Take another full breath and rest for a moment. If you said these aloud, you've just given your day an orientation.
A few practical takeaways. The 7-day micro challenge. Repeat your 5-sentence creed each morning for a week. Keep a 1-line journal entry after each repetition. Something like, "Today I noticed." That helps the practice move from repetition to reflection. Tie line 4 to an actual appointment. Put the phone away at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, or schedule a 15-minute coffee with a neighbor. For line 5, pick one tiny act, a text of thanks, holding a door, listening without fixing. These little outward moves close the loop between self-acceptance and neighbor love.
A quick reflection moment. I'll ask 3 questions slowly. You can answer them aloud or simply notice the first thing that comes to mind. Question 1. Which single line from the 5 felt easiest to speak? Question 2. Which line felt hardest? Question 3. When will you say your creed tomorrow morning? Take a breath and decide the when. Morning works best for many because it shapes attention for the whole day, but choose a time that you'll actually keep.
Before we close, a short reminder. Keep the creed flexible. If perfectionism creeps in, shrink the sentences. If the wound witness line opens something deep, pause and consider talking with a counselor. We'll link resources in the show notes. This practice is not a fix-all. It's a gentle tool to steady your heart and to help your inward healing find outward expression.
If this episode landed with you, try the 7-day experiment and see what shifts. Share one line that felt meaningful with a friend or in our community page. Loving others often begins with honest, simple sharing. If you enjoy this kind of practical, faith-friendly guidance, please subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. Thank you for spending these minutes with me. Love who you are and watch the world change.